part of the set.
Let me see. I think the spoons was plated, silver plated. The spoons we had were silver plated. Yes, they were.
What did you call your best dishes when you were a bride?
Oh, well, I didn't have very much. Just had just what a few dishes my mother gave me. They were just white porcelain or china or something. It's real plain. Of course, and I think in those days they had a lot of bone china, you know. That was,
mm-hmm.
And of course, lots of crocks and jars, crockery.
Yeah. Good durable earthenware crockery.
Yeah.
What did you use for light?
Well, we used kerosene until we built this house in 1914. See, we paid for that farm in seven years for this farm. We paid it out in payments, $700 payment, and some years we make as many as three payments. One year we paid $2,100, and we was real lucky that year. We had made a good corn crop and sold hogs for a pretty good price. And we paid for this farm in 7 years and built this house. Had enough money that we built this house. $2,000 what it cost us.
Oh, boy.
And had three coats of paint inside and out.
Mm.
And that was the carpenter's labor. We got him for $3 a day. And he worked from sunrise to sunset and walked over here, lived about a mile and a half from us. And he worked as long as he could see. Sometimes he'd stay all night. After he got the house where he had a place to sleep, a roof on it, why then he would stay all night.
Mm. That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's really the way to build
uh-huh.
a house.
And,
let
and,
the carpenter
and,
live in
and
it
only,
and see it.
And only $3 a day is all
right.
We had to pay him those days.
He was a skillful man, obviously.
He was. He was a good carpenter.
Did you have your electric lights in here when you first built it?
No, we had carbide lights.
Where was your generator?
Ceiling. It was out north the house here.
Uh-huh.
Ceiling. It's laying down in the pasture on the creek bank now.
Hmm.
The generator is. That's pretty good until sometimes they would run out unexpected. We wouldn't have any carbide here, but it was all right. As long as we've had these electricity since we got this REA. I don't know how long that's been.
Boy, that's a good thing.
Is that 10 or 15 years?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
You had carbide until then?
Up until then, uh-huh.
Hmm. Remember those old light bulbs, the first ones, the little old pear-shaped things?
Yeah. We didn't have, we just had, this is the same fixtures we got from up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that's kind of, then I had a string that they put them on me.
Yeah. I remember those bulbs when I was a boy. I remember, just as a baby, I guess, looking up, and we had one that hung down from the ceiling. It must
yeah.
have hung down, 4 feet at least, because the ceilings were way up
yeah.
in the air.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing that old glowing filament in there.
Yeah. Yes, that was a wonderful thing that they got that. And of course, I can remember when they first began to get automobiles, and I just thought that I would ever want to ride in one of those. And then, of course, we were amazed when they got the radio and the television then.
Oh, that amazes me. Boy, that is to me still unbelievable.
That's what I felt like when they did.